Americans continue to debate the Iran nuclear framework. In today's Congressional Corner, Vermont Representative Peter Welch tells WAMC's Alan Chartok that trust is not part of the equation. Just a note, this interview was recorded on Tuesday, just hours before Vermont U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders announced that he would be joining the presidential field.
Okay, Peter Welch, everybody has Iran on their lips. We know what the deal is. We know that we've been saying all along that we're getting very close to an agreement. Are we?
Well, we are. I mean, we're a lot closer than we were before this began. We're a lot closer since there's been a framework agreement, but we're still not there. And the bottom line is we won't know we're there until they dot the I's and cross the T's. And no sooner had Secretary Kerry and Mr. Zarif reached an agreement that there were dueling interpretations from the U.S. as to what that was and from Iran as to what it was. But some of that is politics. But the bottom line here is this. We do not want Iran to have a nuclear weapon. The second bottom line is that it's far preferable to achieve that goal through diplomacy than through war. You know, we've had a war in Iraq. There's a civil war in Syria. We've had a war in Afghanistan. It doesn't work out that well to achieve goals, even if you maintain that as an option, if it's absolutely necessary. So we want a non-nuclear Iran, and we hope to achieve that through negotiated resolution. Now, things are now being negotiated about the final details of the agreement. And bottom line for the president, which I agree with, is that this is a situation where we will not only distrust, but verify. So this is not a Reagan situation of trust and verify. There's a lot of distrust of Iran, a lot of new reasons to distrust on the basis of things they're doing in Yemen and elsewhere. But I do support the efforts of the President and Secretary Kerry to see if there's any possibility of getting an agreed-upon resolution with the outcome being no nukes in Iran.
Now, Netanyahu says we can't trust them at all. Can we?
It's not about trust, and Secretary Kerry's explicit about that. This is not about trust. It's not a trust-me situation. It has to be an agreed-upon situation where there's absolute intrusive inspections to verify. So it's not going to be based on the word of Iranians. It's not going to be based on trusting Iranians. It's going to be based upon a concrete agreement that includes intrusive inspections basically anywhere and everywhere that the IAEA, the International Atomic Energy Commission folks, believe there's any potential for nuclear progress. And that's inspection in, they've got three reactor sites or three development sites, and it also includes the ability to go on to military sites that Iranians are now arguing with, but the president's made it clear that's got to be part of the final agreement.
I want to spend a little time with you on a pleasurable subject. Our good friend and yours, Bernie Sanders, has been suggesting that, and he said so to me quite a while ago, months ago, that he might be interested in running in a Democratic primary. What do you think? Do you think he'll do it?
I don't know if he'll do it because it's a really, really tough decision, and I think he's weighing it. You know, the attraction to get in that race, tough as it is he's got something to say. I mean, who better than Bernie has been advocating for an opportunity for middle-income and everyday folks? You know, they've been on the short end. The 1% has done great, and Bernie has been making that case.
Yep.
For a very long time, and he's true to that. It's who he is, and he'd be a great messenger. And everything I understand is that when he's traveled around to Iowa and New Hampshire and other places, he's been very, very well received. And obviously there's a hunger in the Democratic Party for that kind of voice. So that, I think, is the appeal that Bernie has. On the other hand, what he knows is that this is an unbelievable undertaking to get in a presidential campaign with the enormous amounts of money and the challenges, logistical and political, to it. So he's weighing it, and, you know, he's going to make that decision, and a lot of that will be a personal appeal. But I know politically he's got a lot to say.
So if he comes and knocks on your door, Peter Welch, I mean, you're his colleague, you know him well, and says, Peter, should I do it or shouldn't I? What will you tell him?
Well, I honestly wouldn't give him advice on that, because I think that on what he has to say and what a good campaigner he is, what a good advocate he is, he is good, and I've told him that, and I a lot of other people do too. But the real personal decision that's involved in making a big commitment like that, that's not something that other people on the outside, even if they're your close friends, can, quote, give you advice about. You just got to kind of reach into your soul and decide, you know what, I'm ready to do this.
Okay, yeah. So let's assume for a second that he runs, and lots of centrist to the left Democrats vote for him, which I think could happen. And he wins. He gets the nomination. Could he win the election?
Well, you're two hypotheticals out. One, that he's going to run. Two, that he gets the nomination. Now we're on the third one. Can he win?
Yeah, no. That's right. I'm hypotheticalizing. You're right.
That's right. That's like three hypotheticals too far for me.
Right.
I mean, look, you know, I'm going to be supporting the Democratic nominee, and I've supported Bernie for president. I've supported Bernie for the Senate. I supported him actually when he ran for Congress. So I'm a big fan of Bernie.
Sure.
But this is a big country, and there's a lot of parts of the country that don't know Bernie. And it took a while for Vermonters to get to know him. You know, when he started out, he was a third-party candidate, and he got like 2 or 3% of the vote. In fact, he ran for the United States Senate when Patrick Leahy was first elected in 1974. I mean, Bernie's been at this, and he went from being really a marginal third-party candidate to winning mayor of Burlington by 10 votes to getting 14% of the vote for governor in Vermont when he ran against Madeline Cunin, to being probably Vermont's most popular politician in U.S. senator. So we in Vermont had a chance to get to know Bernie and to see that he was what a good person he was and what a committed and honest person he was.
Well, let's assume.
And that happened in Iowa and in Oregon and Idaho and Texas. You know, that's a big order.
So let's assume he jumps in. I know you're going to want this question, and I know you're a very bright guy and are 6 miles ahead of me. But let's say he jumps in, and the candidates are going to be, the major candidates will be Bernie and Hillary. What will you do, Peter Welch?
Well, you know what? I'm not going to be able to answer a hypothetical question. I just don't know. I love Bernie's message, and what I also know is that we've got to win.
Yeah.
So let's see what happens and see how people do. It's really early. I mean, there is a lot of excitement about what Bernie's decision is going to be. Neither you nor I know what it will be, but we'll all be eager to see and hear. But then at that point, you know, there's going to have to be, this campaign's going to have to get played out a little bit, and nobody knows how it's going to work out. You know, what you're seeing now is Hillary dominates the field. She's, you know, the prohibitive. Will other people get in? Bernie, O'Malley, Jim Webb? We don't know. The Republican side, all they've got 20 or so candidates, and they're pounding on Hillary as if that's the campaign platform.
Sure.
That's not enough. The other thing is Hillary obviously has learned some lessons from her last campaign. I mean, this soft introduction, you know, she gets it, what Tip O'Neill always told new members of the House. You know, here he was Speaker of the House, the legendary Boston politician. Every 2 years he knew he had to go knock on third-floor walk-up doors and ask Mrs. Murphy for her vote. You've got to ask people for that vote, not assume you're entitled to it. And I think the Clinton campaign gets that, and they're off to a start that displays that.
Well, it's always a great pleasure to talk to our friend, Congressman Peter Welch, Democrat of Vermont, the only congressman from Vermont. And Peter, we'll continue to love having you on and to give you as tough a time as we can. So thanks for being with us. When we come back the next time, I want to talk about the Trans-Pacific trade deal, okay?
Yep.
Just a reminder, this interview was recorded on Tuesday, just hours before Vermont U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders announced he would be joining the presidential field. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.